Well, the couch most time makes down the bed. Sofas don't. Sofa's strictly living room furniture, more or less.
Uh-huh.
You see, couch you can put in the den or in.
Yeah, more casual.
Yeah.
What sort of things do people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
They got closet, chest of drawers, dresser.
What's the difference between a chest of drawers and a dresser?
Oh, when it's just drawn, the dresser got a mirror. Most dressers have a mirror. And yeah, most people, in a chest of drawers, you can keep anything almost. It's the way to make them nice. Some of them got a compartment where you can hang your clothes up in, you know. And in a dresser, you can't hang nothing in. Yeah, most people use dressers. Women keep their cosmetics and their lingerie and stuff like that. And man keep his underwear and stuff like that in the dresser, a shade sometimes.
What's some old-fashioned things people used to have in their house before they had closets?
Cedar chair. Well, all of them might not have been cedar, but there was chairs of some kind.
What about
washstands?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What was something that was tall and you could hang clothes in it?
Well, that was a chest.
Did you ever hear of a wardrobe?
A wardrobe.
How's the wardrobe different from a chest of drawers, sir?
Well, a wardrobe didn't have any drawers to it. See, it was all for hanging.
Just like
a lot of them had a big mirror on the front.
Anything else they had along that line?
Well, they had a washstand.
What about ship robe or awesome?
Yeah, they had a ship robe.
How is that different?
Man, there you got me now. You got me now. I can't even remember all this.
You just heard the word?
Yeah.
What would be just a general name for all the things you have in your house?
Household furnishings.
Okay, and what kind of store would you go to?
For what?
To buy a table or chair or something like that.
I normally go to furniture store. I got different furniture stores. It's like I got a friend I do printing for, runs a furniture store, but he specializes in bedroom suits. And if I want a good bedroom suit and I don't want to see it again, I go to him and buy a bedroom suit. And I got another friend, he handles the whole thing, but he doesn't specialize in bedroom suits. He handles the living room suit and all that.
You know, most of the, I guess you come into contact with a whole lot of people.
I do.
With printing. Are you active in Chamber of Commerce or anything like that?
No.
You just know most of the businessmen?
Yeah, I know a lot of
something you could have on, something on rollers you could put in a window to pull down to keep out the light. Something.
Curtain.
What's a curtain? How's it
built? It's on a roller.
Uh-huh.
You hang it up at the top of the window and pull it down. I don't know about the Venetian blind. They ain't going to keep too much light out there. Keep
curtain
some.
Is a solid material?
Yeah.
Yank it.
Spin
back up?
Yeah, that's right. When I come along, we didn't have no curtain. There wasn't nothing like Venetian blind. That's late stuff.
What did y'all have?
Curtains.
Just curtains then?
That's all. Regular roller curtains.
The covering on the house is called the
roof.
What do you call the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water?
Gutters.
Huh?
Gutters.
Okay. Is that built in or does it hang from the roof?
It's usually mounted right under the whatever you got, what kind of shingles you got, attached right to the side. Then you got your down spots for the water.
You know, on an old-fashioned house, if